Hello, planet Earth, and welcome to the Redditor. This is Becca.
Hello, and welcome back to my show. Today, we're going to be reading something from r/AskReddit, and this is a post by u/ChristianReeve93 asking, "What's the most common misconception about the country you're from?" I'm quite excited to read and discuss this because there's so many misconceptions about countries that people seem to not be aware about, that they're just misconceptions. Honestly, growing up with the internet for many years, and basically a decade or more, made me know about some countries and actually surprised that certain people even have internet or something like that. And it's always a surprising surprise. You know, I mean, I'm a lot of worse, but yeah, you know what I mean. I'm surprised. And honestly, there's so many things I learn in the internet. So let's jump right into it. First reply, Mogadon Mandy. Everyone thinks living in Scotland is all rolling hills and friendly patter, when in reality, it's a junkie shouting, "Yeah, going for a shitted hen," at me, because I'm carrying a 16-pack of toilet roll. I'm going to go ahead and say guess that the thing written with an accent is, "You're going for a shit." Oh, man. That's really funny, though. It's like, dang. And there's a reply saying, "I thought people thought Scotland was about strongly Urgmerturg." I have no idea what that is. "And that stuff for someone who lived here, the people are really nice." Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know much about that specific country, but yeah, actually, I imagine Aklis kind of like, you know, kilts and all that jazz, people blowing onto bagpipes or something. At least that's a stereotype in my head, but I know, of course, every country has its own thing, and it's probably different than what we outsiders imagine. Okay, so this next one is snowy_wolf_girl06. Every animal is deadly. I'm going to go ahead and guess this is Australia. And now there's a person that replied, Dumbmaster. "And we ride kangaroos to work or school." "Chinese tourists ask me where hop hop." Oh, man. Seriously. This actually reminds me, though, any country with an abundance of animals, they ask, "Oh, do you use that animal to go to school?" I mean, there's actually a stereotype straight up. Arizona, United States. Do they ride horses to school? Yeah, people actually ask that. And it's the United States. So it's like, no one really cares about the country. It's just, if there's a specific animal that's famous in that place, you bet that's what they use to go to school. I mean, there's dedicated roads for like horses and stuff in any country that had horses at some point. But that's not their main transportation. "That we all eat shrimp on Barbies and drink Fosters." This is still in the Australia trend. I have no idea what Barbies mean in this context or Fosters. "And that we are all in Bushland and that we're all Bogans." I kind of have some idea what Bogans are, but I'm not entirely sure if my assumption is correct. And then there's another one, May176. This is a bit relevant. "Then it's hot year-round. We have cool areas seasonally, and we have different kinds of hot. We have a range of, it's a bit warm, hot, all the way up to, poop you, hot." And honestly, this is true for anything in the tropical or hot areas. Because, seriously, there are some cool times, but there are times that they're just like, "Ah, it's so hot, I have to have the aircon on all day." Yeah. Then next is Mr. Leon VWF. "We all like tea." Okay, this is definitely UK. And the original poster even went like, LOL, exactly. I'm guessing. So yeah, we can say for certain that the original poster was British. And then there's someone that kind of does a Reddit switcheroo. "Frowned the Sri Lankan." Okay, that's one short, so yeah. Anton 14071. "We all like vodka." Oh, okay. I'm going to skip this. But yeah. There's a reply that is like, "You do. In real, yes." Well, to be fair, any country with a landmark drink or whatever, it's kind of the same with the landmark animal. Not everyone drinks that all day long. Like, Germany with beer, Korea with their, what do you call it again, soju or something. Not everyone. Yeah, or milk tea with Taiwan or something. Unfettered Mind 76 says, we all like hockey and say sorry all the time. Can't confirm, said the reply. So, MarioCraft underscore 156. That there isn't any Christians here, despite Lebanon being a Christian country. Technically, it still has a lot of Muslims, but original Lebanon was purely Christian until Tripoli and Beirut and other cities got added to the territory. Whoa, that's an interesting factoid. I had no idea. Like, yeah, I definitely associate more areas in that part of the world to be more inclined to Muslims rather than any other belief. So this is definitely news to me. So next is Pregorol, that you will be robbed as soon as you set foot outside. This can be any number of countries. I'm not sure which. And then, but there's a reply saying, a fellow South African. And okay, so the guy confirms, and apparently this is a thing that people talk about. But actually, that can be any number of cities, from Bronx to, I don't know, what other possible. But there are lots and lots of it. There's even places in my country like that, but I'm not from any of those places. So Ritual Estanum comments, that woman wear burqa. I haven't seen any. Okay. If this is Middle East, then I'm surprised. That we never drink alcohol. Surprise an Argentine with this one. Oh, yeah. That's a different stereotype. Because, I actually thought that was actually not allowed. Or unless you're one of those with a different belief. I'm not actually sure. People think Istanbul is the capital. A Brazilian said this, and it's quite common. Oh, okay, this is Turkey. Not too Middle East, but not too European either. They're kind of like in the middle. Middle East. So, like, they're verging on West already. Something about our language. Many people say that they expected it to sound rude. How does a language sound rude? We don't eat kebab every day. There are better dishes. Seriously, why would... This is the same thing with tea. Like, come on. Not everyone... Just because the country has a landmark animal, food, or drink doesn't mean they eat or drink that every day. So, zero ne for your French girls. Ne of your French girls. So it's kind of like one of your French girls, except it's a zero instead of an O. That's their username. That higher education is free in France. I can assure you it's not. It's definitely cheaper than the USA or even the UK and certainly other countries, but it's not free. To which I kind of have this conception with a lot of EU countries. Like, I thought they kind of had this ruling. Or was it just Germany? I forgot. But basically most of them, or a good chunk of them, as far as I knew, had already had it free. So I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. But yeah, it's actually it isn't, which is not a surprise. I mean, a country can only afford to give away so much money, so much of tax money for that, especially if there's some questionable things in the hullabaloo. And of course, the ideological system that they're working with also affects how they give money, which is important because not every country likes to do that. Not every system likes to do that. And honestly, that's something I've just grown to accept as a whole.